This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
No specific plans made at this time, but we want to continue to have a dialogue with Russia and continue to talk about some of the shared interests we have, whether it's North Korea, Iran, and particularly, as the president noted today, slowing the tensions when it comes to an arms race.
All right, that was Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. She faced a lot of questions about the president congratulating Vladimir Putin on his big win for many, many reasons, as you can imagine. Who better than to chat with about this than Justin Duckham in D.C. from Talk Media News. So, Justin, this certainly was one of the biggest stories on the day, the fact that to, you know, kick off the beginning of the week, here we are Tuesday going into Wednesday, the Prez was told not to do that, specifically given notes saying not to do that, but he did it anyway, right?
Exactly. You know, this was a report that came out in the Washington Post towards the end of the day that basically said that his senior national security advisors wrote on the essentially the briefing notes for the call to not congratulate Vladimir Putin.
Wow. And like I said, so again, he does it anyway, and there's all this conversation about it. There was reaction on the Hill to it, even some Republicans reacting to it. So there was certainly plenty of backlash, and it wasn't just the Democrats. Am I correct?
That's certainly true. John McCain was one of the top voices that came out pretty much criticizing the president on this, saying that it does not do America any favors, basically, to give these sort of accolades for somebody like Vladimir Putin, potentially in light of the election that we saw on Sunday night, wherein the top opposition leader was barred from participating and therefore, you know, was pretty much sort of a rigged election, one in which Putin had a pretty wide victory, but, you know, one that certainly saw quite a bit of foul play when you look at the bare facts of it. So, something that was, you know, shunned by a lot of people in D.C., to say the least.
Yeah, boy, interesting. And in the meantime, while that's happening, this is pretty serious. How about the spending bill delay? They're talking about there's a risk of a partial government shutdown. What?
Yeah, I mean, so you have the government set to run out of funding coming up in the next couple of days. Tomorrow in D.C., it looks like there is going to be a snow emergency that will likely keep the government shut down. That is certainly throwing a monkey wrench into the proceedings moving forward. Congress may have to stay over the weekend. We're getting assurances from members that they are confident they're going to be coming up to a spending agreement to keep things open. But, you know, last time we had those assurances, we nevertheless saw the government shut down again. So, you know, there seems to be a willingness and a desire to avoid a government shutdown, but logistically speaking, it's getting a lot harder as time gets forward, as this moves forward.
Yeah, so if it's a snow day, that means it's a snow day for you, right? What do? You build snowmen, have snowball fights with other reporters? What do you do on that kind of day?
Oh, you know, pretty much we just hang out at the White House. The president comes out. We all have a giant, massive snowball fight. It's all good fun.
That'd be a great photo op, I have to say. Get some video, throw it on your iPhone, pump it out all over the place. So last one, speaking of a great photo op, Betsy DeVos, what is going on with the education secretary? She could just barely answer any tough questions at this congressional hearing, and there was a very tense back and forth with Democrats, certainly, and then some Republicans, I think, trying to bail her out, but all kinds of subjects came up, like school gun violence, LGBT rights, student loans, all that, and there was no clear answers on this. So she really struggled in this hearing, didn't she?
Yeah, and, you know, this, of course, is coming off of the heels of a 60 Minutes interview that was frankly just viewed as disastrous by a lot of people within the administration, you know, since she was unable to articulate some pretty clear policy answers when it comes to just basic questions surrounding schools. So this did not do her any favors. You know, at the end of the day, she was put in that position, you know, largely because she has a, you know, kind of conservative mindset when it comes to a lot of school, you know,
devices used in the Austin and San Antonio explosions were pipe bombs with batteries and smokeless powder. They were actually even constructed, if we go a little deeper into this, with some material found in a hardware or sporting goods store. You can pick up in any of those places, who knows which one. And the homemade bombs were made by the guy I just said, Mark Anthony Condit. He had shrapnel inside, all that kind of stuff. And the bombs had mousetrap switches and clothespin switches and all this kind of stuff. And police say that the 23-year-old began placing bombs in Texas. You know, breathe a sigh of relief now, because at least there is an end to this, but it makes you wonder why. What's the reason why? And we don't know what the reason why is. What was it that drove him to do this? What was the reason behind that? And we're going to talk to somebody, like I said, who lived really close, just a mile from the latest Austin bombing. And her name is Regis Giles, and she's actually written a book, How Not to Be a Hashtag Me Too Victim But a Warrior Chick. And so we'll talk to her about her book as well. But I'm sure she, like everybody else, no matter what, has to be relieved that, you know, that this is over. But the questions still hang in the balance as what makes you do this? What drives you to do that, to go after people? And then, you know, you end up dead yourself. And that's where the digging for more information on what's that about, that he was challenged. But when you say he's challenged, you know, what do they mean by that? It was mysterious as to this confession, a rambling 25-minute video confession on his cell phone. He did claim responsibility. And the Austin police chief, who you'll also hear coming up, Brian Manley, said they recovered the confession while scouring through his possessions. He was an unemployed college dropout, and he recorded him confessing to the bombings. He described the different explosives in really elaborate detail. And they say this was the outcry of a very challenged man, a very challenged guy. And the family is stunned. They're stunned that this happened. They're, as Ellen said, watching TV and they're listening to this unfold. Wow. Hang with us. More on the Austin bombings coming up next on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. situation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
We have at this point located a recording that the suspect in this incident made. It is about a 25-minute recording where he talks about what he has done. I would classify this as a confession. This was on a phone that we found in his possession.
So there you go. It's that confession that was on the phone that I mentioned that they tracked down. And boy, oh boy, the fears of so many alleviated in one sense. But the questions still linger, and there were people who were killed. So the descriptions of what they were, how they were made, all of that stuff, but still no reasons given why, as far as I know, and from what I understand from any information I could glean, about what is the deal of why he specifically did it. That's why the police are just saying he is was a very challenged young man. He found it. You know, he was from a family that was super, super tight, apparently. And he finished his homeschooling. He's looking forward to figuring out whatever and was apparently really struggling to what they didn't know because his mother said, if anything, he's low-key and peaceful. So their theory was, how can this happen? We were so, so close. It's just unthinkable that he was this quiet, kind kid, and you never saw any signs of violence in him. We've heard this before from lots and lots of people. And so one of the people who's been quoted is the grandmother. It's actually the grandmother. And also an aunt was quoted as saying that this is just doesn't make any sense. We're devastated and we're broken at the news that our family could even be involved in anything like that. We saw them at Christmas. He played cards. He laughed. He joked. They can't understand it. And apparently he went to Austin Community College for a year and a half, a couple of years, didn't graduate. He did a blog for a government class project, and he focused on whatever the topics were. But they had these surveillance photos confirmed by police that show him wearing a baseball cap over long blonde hair as he dropped off packages in the mail delivery office in Sunset Valley. That's how they figured it out. They were getting close. They knew it. They identified his car. They spotted it Tuesday night in a hotel at Round Rock, a few miles north of Austin. So as officers waited for tactical units to arrive, he began to drive and then stopped on the side of the road. That's when the SWAT guys approached the car, and then he detonated the bomb, killed himself inside the car. So he died inside the car. And the mayor of Austin said, you can't imagine how anxious we've been for how long, since the beginning of March, and people were getting afraid, especially the last couple of days. So that nightmare is over, but the why question, it's always that, isn't it, hangs in the balance. But luckily those surveillance photos figuring out where he was dropping the packages off clearly showed him. They were circling in on him, and then that caused him to blow himself up, to pull over, blow himself up, had already left the confession on his phone and, you know, all of that. They found the bomb-making materials in his house. Of course, they did, not a surprise. And then all his descriptions and ramblings about how he did it and put it together. So at least in one area, there is a little bit of relief. Not for the families who have already lost too much, or the people who are injured, because that's horrific. And try wrapping your brain around that. Now this other family, his family, stunned, can't believe it, and they're trying to wrap their heads around that. Speaking of grappling with the unbelievable, it's what I said to Ellen Ratner at the top of this. Are we really seeing that we have 4 nor'easters in 3 weeks? These kids are going to go to school till what, August? They're going to be melting in a classroom in Jersey and in Washington, D.C. No Jersey Shore for you. 4 in 3 weeks, thousands of flights, boom, jammed, canceled. Welcome to spring. I mean, strong wind, heavy snow, some areas coastal flooding. Philly, New York, terrible, terrible. The kind of snow that they got, just the worst ever. And they're saying the storm's going to move away by Thursday, and it's not going to apparently hit New England and Maine. Whew. So they dodged it, but they certainly didn't in Philly, in the District of Columbia. Everything closed down. The government was closed down, although there was some lawmaking going on. And the amount of flights, I was looking on flightaware.com. It's fascinating to go there. You see all these flights all over the place. It was like clear skies over those areas, because no planes getting in or out. 4 inches of snow on Washington, D.C., 5 inches at Central Park, 4 inches in Philadelphia. Crazy. Crazy. You know, that's when you get, it's like, oh, wouldn't it be great? When I was a kid, and I grew up outside of Philly, 15 minutes out of downtown, so bear with me, because I've lived all over the country, but it's been a long time. But when I was a kid, my favorite thing was, of course, a snow day. And we never got them. It was like impossible. They never called school. Can you sled? You can get to school. Now it's like a snowflake, and they call it. So you can imagine when it's a lot of snow what they do. And what we had to do, and some of you might relate to this. Did you ever do this? Maybe this is why I got into radio, because I was always listening to radio. I mean, even like 8 years old, I'm listening to radio. And then my mom gave me the stereo, and I had the stereo in my room. Like this old chunky box, you know what I'm talking about? That ugly wood now. It's like fake mahogany wood or whatever with the black trim around it. Well, I had that. And I'd be tuning into KYW. And KYW was the all-news station. And what they would do is they'd say, school closings coming up next. And then they'd run through all these numbers. And they'd go through them so fast. And there'd be all these numbers. And the school had a number. So you'd have to listen for the number to see if your school was closed or it was opening an hour later. And they would, I mean, it was like they were auctioneers. This would go on for like 20 minutes. And the school closing number 1120, 1156, 11050, 120, oh, and 2 hours later at 1789 in the Delaware Valley. And then you'd be like, whoa, so fast. And, you know, you were we didn't have the cell phones where we're taping everything like we did before. So you'd have to call people anyway. Did they call their number? Are we off? Yay! We're off! But now I think parents are getting sick of it because they got to figure out what to do with the kids. It's a hassle. The people are getting cabin fever, blah, 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 right? They're getting, in Philly, the most they've gotten in like 100 years, something like that. In other parts of Pennsylvania, too, really, really brutal. States of emergency. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? So, of course, what are they banning? Motorcycles on highways. And I just got to say, I mean, even if you think you're Evel Knievel, are you really, what are you getting out, your snow bike? You're going to put some chains on that sucker and try to go down 78? That's an amateur hour if you're trying to do that. But apparently some people do, so they have to officially ban motorcycles. And we'll see. It might not be the last snow. Might not be the last snow. I hate to say that. Blizzard conditions are the worst. 45 mile an hour winds. And that's what happened in some of the spots. Yeah, that's when it's not good. When you get the wind kicking into it, right? Ooh, nasty. So for the rest of us, pretty weather. Spring has sprung in my backyard, not to make any of you jealous, but I have this bush that somehow just keeps coming back, and it's beautiful. I was going to say it's like sort of like mini lilies. I don't even know what it is. I know my mother planted it, so of course, with her hand, it's just going to live forever. And this bush, boom, it's in full bloom. Why? Because we're having 80 degrees, 70 degrees, whatever, all over Texas, parts of the Southwest, the West Coast, while so many people in the East Coast are just drowning in it. I mean, just absolutely drowning in the white stuff. And like I said, me growing up, it was fun. It was fun because I was listening for those crazy, elusive numbers. You got to stay in. You got to sleep in. You got to eat, I don't know, Campbell's soup. It seemed like you were eating Campbell's soup or Lipton soup or whatever. And that's what you did. You know, you were doing everything, sliding, you know, with the coasters, whatever, sledding. But you knew it. If, especially if it was like this, you knew you were definitely out. But it seemed like it was a lot for them to call school then. I mean, a lot. All right, coming up on this show, we're going to dive into the mailbag because guess what? It's full, full, full of you-know-what. Your comments. You can throw in your 2 cents, too, if you want to jam on the digits. I don't want to leave you out if you're a vocal person. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rain.
We did a full investigation into every app that had access to a large amount of data from around this time before we locked down the platform. And we're now not just going to take people's word for it and when they give us a legal certification, but if we see anything suspicious, which I think that there probably were signs in this case that we could have looked into, we're going to do a full forensic audit.
Trucks, outdoor boxes, and farms.
All right, we're hitting the mailbag. We're going to go deep.
No accurate devastation.
Speaking of that, you just heard Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, that was his first statement that he's made on the data scandal involving that Cambridge Analytics. That political firm, yeah, the one that targeted the ads. They did, right? Hey, it's liar's poker. And bottom line is Facebook saw stock drop. They saw a lot of people not happy with this because Facebook has got a lot of sway. And Cambridge Analytica, that situation is disastrous for them. And that's what he said in his statement. He had to say it. He said, look, we have a responsibility to protect your data. No kidding. And if we don't, we don't deserve to serve you. No kidding. So they say that they're going to protect all of that. They made mistakes. They're stepping it up. Blah, 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 blah. And if you feel comfortable with that, then you're in. If you're not comfortable, you're out. So, and this statement rambled on about a few other things, too. But the breach is not good. Let's put it that way. And the breach had to do with a couple of different things that, I guess a couple of years ago, journalists at The Guardian, they had shared info from an app with Cambridge Analytica. So you've got developers sharing data without people's consent, and then that is part of what obviously became the problem here. And, you know, Cambridge Analytica formally, supposedly certified that they had deleted all improperly acquired information, and they provided the certifications, but then they learned that they might not have deleted the information as they had certified. So, of course, now they're banned, but it's too late. The damage is done because they ripped off the data. And they agreed to a forensic audit. So they're investigating what happened. But obviously, allegedly, it seems pretty clear, because even on videotape, they have this conversation. And we'll see the more specifics, I guess, that come out of this. But it was toxic for Facebook. And a lot of you wrote emails about that. So let's jump to the emails. This one is from Jason, who says, Kate, I listen to you all the time. Rest assured, I haven't emailed you. Or I keep thinking I'm going to call you, but I get tied up in other things. I work the third shift, and then sometimes I work other shifts. I've got two young children, so it's just difficult. But I am always listening. I love your show. I love the fact that you boldly go where all those other men don't go. In other words, you're more interesting. I love it when you suck up to me, you guys. That's really nice. But anyway, he goes on to say that Facebook is a fraud, and listen, anytime you give your information out, it's a risk, it's a gamble, and you take it. Facebook is all about sharing, and it's created wealth for some people, but there is the downside to that. Yeah, there is the downside to that, and the downside is the breaches, is this breach, especially. Okay, got another one. Thanks for that. We got another one from Anne, who says, never a big fan of Mark Zuckerberg. He always seems like, you know, I'm this dorky guy who came up with this idea, or maybe my friends contributed a lot to it, and I got them out of the way, and now I'm this billionaire, and I'm trying to be the do-gooder, but really, I got one hand in my pocket, one hand in yours. I don't know, something about him doesn't seem right to me, Kate, but beyond doing a character assassination on him, this is a huge blight, scourge, whatever you want to call it, on Facebook. And I think that stock is going to drop even more than you could imagine. And this is the time for other social media to take advantage of the weakness in Zuckerberg and Facebook. Oh, I agree. This is the time for them, when they can step up and say, well, hey, listen, we're doing this, this, and this, and this. But, of course, in the era of the hacker, targeted ads, all the things that can happen, it's easy to say and not always so easy to do, if you know what I mean. I got one more, and I thought this was kind of clever. This one was from Joe, and Joe said, Facebook, Facebook, you got to go. Facebook, Facebook, we don't want to know. Maybe we don't want to know. Cambridge Analytica data scandal is brutal. It's a lot of people had all their personal information ripped off, and whatever it is they decided to share. That's why, you know what, you selectively share. Don't put out everything. I think somebody once said, it's not a diary. Put whatever you want, because I wouldn't tell anyone to edit. I mean, I wouldn't tell you what to edit. Put what you want. But it doesn't have to be a diary where you pretty much sink everything in about yourself and then it's too late to pull it back. Let's put it that way. I like the old-fashioned journal. So if you have to dump out a bunch of personal stuff, do it in a journal. All right, we move on. This one is from Christopher. And Christopher says, oh, snow, snow, go away. I am so tired of snow. It's funny, I'm not a big whiner, but I do have to say, it's exciting at first, but when you get it week after week after week and it messes up your travel plans and you got kitties to get to school, it's not quite as fun. as you would imagine. Now, I guarantee that it's not quite as fun because I've done it, but it's been a long time. I've been in snow, but it's been a long time since I've had to live in snow. And it's, you know, there's something to that. It's fun if you're somewhere and it snows. Like I was in D.C. a couple years ago, and it's been a while now. I mean, I've been in D.C. since then, but I was in D.C. doing America Tonight from D.C. And we got on the ground because it was like an all-night kind of affair. Took a nap, went to dinner, then it started snowing. And it snowed and it snowed and it snowed and it was wild. But you knew it was clearing up in a day, didn't have to go anywhere. So it was actually kind of cool because I'd never been in the Capitol where it was snowing. And like everywhere else, there's like this weird, eerie, quiet sound that fills the air. And that feeling is so cool. And that's what I felt like. And I've never felt that in D.C. But then I got to leave, so I didn't have to deal with the slush and the aftermath and all that sort of stuff. So I feel you. Okay, let's move to another one. This one is from Larry, who says, Kate, I have a daughter who lives in Austin. I was scared to death of this whole bomber situation. I was relieved to know that they found out who the guy was, but then he chickens out, blows himself up, hurts somebody else, even taking himself out in the process, and we probably will never really truly know what was going on inside his brain or why he decided to do what he did. And I feel awful for the families who were affected by this. Boy, that is just rough. It is rough, and that's what we keep saying. You know, it's all well and good. I mean, even if you're an empathetic person, a warm-hearted person, you know, when you see things, used to be you see horrific things and you say, oh, boy, that's terrible. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, can't imagine dealing with that. Oh, can't imagine. Everybody deals with something. But when you see horrific things like innocent people tripping over bomb wires and getting blown up and picking up packages, yikes. I mean, just yikes. And, I mean, there's nothing to say. It was a troubled person. What was the reason behind it? Attention getting? I don't know. Teaching somebody a lesson, just randomly teaching people a lesson? Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't. All right, how about this? Let's move on to this one. This one is from Henry, who says, wow, do you love the fact that Bruce Springsteen is on Broadway? Amazing, isn't it, Kate? Can you believe it? This show, and they're calling it the final show, the Broadway run, is going until December 15th. I know you're a Springsteen fan, so I would imagine there may be a chance that we could hear that you're going to New York and you're going to see Springsteen on Broadway. Boy, it would be fun to see it, actually. As a kid, I saw a ton of Bruce Springsteen because I grew up in that area. Where he was from, and his music was so popular, there's no doubt about that. I heard this show was, really good. Somebody I know just went to it, and they said it was really just a great show, kind of a look at his life, and it just kicked off, and it's, of course, going to be jams. They're doing a digital lottery because you can't get the tickets, and now they've extended it, apparently. So there's going to be more information that will come out. It's he grew up in the shadow of New York, so it makes sense. Here it is, Born to Run, baby, on cue. This was my anthem. Are you kidding? In high school? See you on the flip side.
At night we ride the mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on...
Full cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Engine at 80% and liftoff. Drew Feusel, Oleg Artemyev, and Ricky Arnold taking off on their way to the International Space Station.
On March 21st, NASA, you just heard it there, launched Ranger 9. That's right, Ranger 9. How many of you know Ranger 9? Raise your hands. I have my special GCN America Tonight glasses that you can get as well if you're a lucky winner, where I can see everything. It's amazing. The night vision is incredible in this. I see a bunch of hands going up, but I think you're all lying to me. Ranger 9 was the last flight of NASA's Ranger program. The spacecraft is going to study the crater Alphonsus by crashing. That's what they do, crashing directly into it, poof, and taking pictures along the way. And after launching an Atlas rocket, Ranger 9 spent 3 days making its way over the moon. Sweet! If you remember that. If we go back and we look at history, that's 1965. That's why you didn't know what the launch was. But it was a marvelous moment. And if you listen to what I said, you would have kind of caught it, because now they're not doing what, I mean, they, you know, that's antiquated. But if we peel back to where we were in space on that particular day, that's what you would, you know, that's what you would hear. Now, what is happening is that the International Space Station, and that's the launching of that, of, in other words, of what's happening on the space station. So undergrad students from across the U.S. are actually going to see kind of the fruits of their labor. Well, they will see them when their technology projects fly on the rocket from the agency's Wallops flight facility, and the launch window runs from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. Eastern. And then there's the docking. There's a lot happening on Friday. Then there's the docking of the Expedition 55 crew. And we're talking about the Russian space agency, Roscosmos, docks to the International Space Station. And that happens late in the afternoon. So if you pay attention to what's going on, you know, there actually is a lot happening. And so much of it has to do with the current projects that are happening on the International Space Station and the mission at Jupiter, the Mars rover, Hubble Space Telescope. I mean, there's a lot of interesting otherworldly things happening, and we're paying for it, which is always the argument. How much do we pay for space? What are we learning in space? All you have to do is talk to an astronaut. They start, you ask them that question, and they will, boom, answer it so quickly and have your head spinning where you say, I get it. I totally get it. We need to be doing that exploration thing. And speaking of exploring, can you imagine winning $10 million for designing a cup, a coffee cup that you could get rid of? In other words, ecologically, you could do that. So that's what Starbucks is doing. They're issuing a $10 million challenge. They want somebody to find the way to do that. So there are some big brains out there, but I don't think that's an easy riddle to solve for the mere mortal. If you had a scientific brain and knew how to do that, I think it'd be a lot easier. Let's put it that way. But it's fascinating. Like I said, to think of the possibilities, just like I was talking about NASA and all that's going on and what's happening. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Hello, David in San Francisco.
Well, hey, Kate. Yeah, we've got a rainy San Francisco tonight. Yeah, we're finally, with any luck, we'll get some more snow in the mountains and get some water stashed up in the mountains so we can have a good agricultural year this year. Hey, you know, I heard you talking about the I heard you talking about the outer space. And do you remember the law of outer space? It was a treaty of outer space, and whether or not pirates would be allowed to get up there, whether or not it would be free for all humankind for, you know, eternity to come, so to speak. And do you remember the let's see, I'm not sure if you're old enough to remember.
I understand the space law, because there's always been discussions about that even before Reagan, because the United Nations, they talked about it. Because if you look at Sputnik and all that, if you go way back, the discussions about what are the laws of space because of that, yes.
Sure, and the whole idea was that if we were to, you know, we've got an early period of humanity right now where we don't have pirates in outer space, and we don't have litter bugs in outer space dropping 10-ton pieces of junk just anywhere they land. And the idea that outer space belongs to all of humanity, or, you know, the eternity or whatever it is, and the idea of having piracy in outer space or slavery in outer space, this is the time to decide whether or not you know, are these rocket scientists in these various countries who are going to be sending things up there, vast tonnage of things, going to be responsible with them, or will humanity and all the creatures thereon be dodging strange things falling from the sky? So this is the era to
decide.
That's
a great question. Yeah.
Yeah, and it during
and
Reagan.
I think there has to be a big decisions made. It can't be ignored because of the reasons you said. It sounds far fetched, but it's not far fetched because just like that, there's more desire to get there. There's still competition. We've got the International Space Station, the individual shots that are happening.
Yeah, and during Reagan, when he was coming up with his Star Wars, that was a violation of an earlier treaty that that the United Nations and the Russians and the United States and Chinese, well, I'm not sure if the Chinese signed on to it back then, but it was basically to that theme, that outer space was going to be for peaceful uses only. And actually, when they put the spy satellites up, that was a big deciding factor of whether or not that was a violation. And I think that was, Sputnik. Actually, I think Sputnik only had a beep in it. It didn't do anything. It just had a beep.
Yeah.
And it scared the world. But the whole idea of whether or not space would be for peacetime use only, and that we wouldn't even tolerate, you know, breaches of simp. Well, actually, you know, all of this spying on the Internet, much of that is done through the satellites. They have, you know, people are stealing each other's feed. You know, the Yahoo's feed is being stolen by Google's feed or whatever, and all of the emails are subject to snooping because they cross over inside the satellites. It's the big sorting dish or something like that. And the theft of in outer space, since it didn't happen in Utah or it didn't happen in the Cayman Islands, it happened in outer space, people are considering that it's fair game to steal it while it's in the satellite stage. And so it's a terrible, you know, humans have got to decide what to do with this technology because, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for a thief to, like they say with Equifax, they got 145 million. Yeah. Imagine the haul.
Ridiculous, yeah. Oh, Equifax was just absolutely crazy. Hey, thanks for the call, David. Timely, as we're getting ready to bounce out of this hour. But he does make a good point, you know, with the space exploration, having some of those protections in place, which is why some of those discussions happened way back when in the space race, so that as we unlock more and more of the mysteries, if we do, we also have those protections there, too, again, because you've got so many different entities that want pieces of Mars and pieces of space and where are the satellites going and all that sort of thing. Perfect place to end all this. And to remind you, you can send me your thoughts at AmericaTonightRadio.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.